Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And yesterday, I began a message entitled, How to Encourage Yourself in the Lord. And beloved, these are some very real and some important and some very practical tips that we need to lay hold of, because there are times when we can feel so abandoned by family, by friends, even by the Lord, while we know that's not the case. He said He would never leave nor forsake us, yet emotionally we can go through such difficult times, so sometimes tragedies, crises, and we feel we're utterly bereft of help and hope. And we are looking at a passage in the Word of God in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, an event in the life of David and his mighty men. And just by way of quick review, he, because of the persecution he was experiencing from Saul, Saul was trying to kill him, he and his mighty men went to stay with the king of Gath, Achish. He felt that if he would go there and stay, he was there 1 year, 4 months, that perhaps Saul would forget about him and no longer try to pursue him. Well, the Philistines came, the lords of the Philistines assembled themselves. They were going to do battle against Israel, and of course David and his men decided they would support Achish. And when the Philistine lords saw David and his men, they said, what are they doing here in the heat of battle? They could very well turn against us and gain favor with his master, with Saul, David's master. So they were not allowed to go, and so then they had to travel back to where they were staying in the country, a little town called Ziklag, which Achish, the king of Gath, had given to them. They didn't want to stay in the royal city. But when they got back, the worst possible thing that could have happened had happened. The Amalekites had raided the town, burned the city, all that they had, and they had taken captive their wives and their sons and their daughters. And these mighty, courageous warriors, these mighty men of God, David's 600 valiant men, they sat down and wept until they didn't have power to weep anymore. And they were so grieved and so hurt. Sometimes, you know, when someone's hurt, they have to vent it some way. Well, unfortunately, David received the brunt of it. They blamed him, and they talked of stoning him. In case you didn't hear the broadcast yesterday, incidentally, you can always go to unveilchrist.org and hear the broadcast at any time at your convenience. And verse 4, and then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David, verse 6, was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. And we're going to see what David did and how we can, at very difficult times in our lives, encourage ourselves in the Lord. We have to know how to do that, beloved, because times may come when you feel you have no one to turn to. The pastor's not available, that your family's not there, friends aren't there, and you have to seek God for yourself. And of course, since David was in such a terrible state, his own personal grief plus the physical danger, they were going to kill him, he went the only way, the logical and the safest and the really the only successful way to go, and he went to God. It says, David inquired of the Lord for direction. Let me read verses 7 and 8. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, This was the Lord, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, verse 9, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and David brought him to David, and gave him bread, and did eat, and they made him drink water. And basically, he had been abandoned by the Amalekites. They gave him something to eat. And David, in verse 15, said, Can you bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me by God that thou wilt not kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And it says in verse 17, David smote them when he discovered them, from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. So David inquired of the Lord, and because God spoke to him and he obeyed, he recovered everything back. Now, we're talking about how can we encourage ourselves in the Lord. Well, first of all, we don't look to others for help. We look, whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. And what does it mean to encourage? Well, it's very interesting to hear the definition according to Webster. It means to inspire with courage, with spirit, or hope. It means to, a second meaning is to spur on, to stimulate in faith, as example. So, beloved, faith without works is dead. And so, David, when he received instructions from the Lord, he didn't just continue to pray. What he did is he girded himself for battle. And verse 19 says, David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. So that's the first step. We need to go to the Lord, find out what he would have us do. And sometimes, let me just say this, the Lord just quickened this, while that is an absolute true statement, faith without works is dead, and we need to obey the Lord when he speaks something to our heart, sometimes, and this might be even a little more frustrating, he doesn't give us anything to do. He tells us to wait. And that's where patience and long-suffering comes in, because sometimes when there's a problem, most everybody wants to get in there and try to fix it themselves. They want to do something to make it better. But sometimes God, in his infinite wisdom and in his timing, he has a perfect solution. So he may speak to you just to wait. And as you wait on him, you will see victory given. So sometimes it doesn't mean that you have to take action. Listen, there's nothing more active, nothing more taking of energy and strength of character than patiently waiting on the Lord. So whatever God speaks to your heart, that's what you need to do. And another thing that we find that was evident in this situation, the second thing I'd like to share, is pouring out your heart to God. Others may not understand your situation. Others may not be able to relate what you have gone through. In fact, doesn't a proverb say, the heart knows its own sorrow and its joys none other can share? That's not an exact quote, but that's the sense that the things that we experience deep within us, our emotions, are very unique and specific to us. Oh, sometimes others can share similar feelings, but because we are all very unique creations of God, only God can fully understand your heart. And so it's important that when you are grieved and hurt, releasing emotion is essential. There's nothing wrong with tears. The great men of the Bible were able to pray. Real men can pray. So releasing emotion is essential for emotional and spiritual health. Listen to what David said in Psalm 42, verses 3 and 4. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. And then Psalm 62 and 8, Trust him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. We need to get real with God. You know, in the Psalms, that's why the Lord gave us the Psalms. You know that there's not a book of Psalms for the New Testament. There's just one book of Psalms because that's universal in its appeal, universal in its application. The scriptural precepts and principles that are expressed throughout the book of Psalms have not changed. They are God's will, his mind revealed to us. And so God wants, it's the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man that avails much, the fervent prayer. And so we need to get real with God. As you read the Psalms, I'm thinking now of Psalm 58 and 59. He's praying, it sounds at first reading that he's praying against his enemies. And, you know, it's easy to say, well, you know, goodness, I couldn't pray like David prayed. That sounded like really harsh. But if you really understand what was operating in David when he was praying those prayers, let me just turn over to those Psalms because there's nothing like hearing the word for itself. It says, Break their teeth, O God, verse 6 of Psalm 58. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. He's speaking to those who work wickedness. Yea, ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. And it says that the righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, Verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judges in the earth. And basically, what we see happening is that when David was in the time of trial, he was praying for God to vindicate himself. God, vengeance belongs to the Lord. And so we need to understand that if we're real with God, we give him the situation, he will take it from there. Well, beloved, my time has flown away and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue tomorrow. The announcer will give our contact information. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.